This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back to the Real Survival Show here on RBN. Like I said before the break, we were talking about God and we were talking about meditation and miracles in the world. But hey, you guys can call in and we can talk about this or we can talk about any subject you want. Our number is 800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. Okay, gentlemen.
I think you can stop, Lori. I think they all hung up already.
You think so?
Maybe. Maybe. I think you scared them. Scared them pretty good this morning. Tim,
well, I hope we didn't scare them.
What do you want to do? Scare, well, okay. I was trying to avoid the word pissed them off, but anyway. So, do you want to do surging engines or gardening the batteries. I've been looking into solid state batteries to replace the lithium ion batteries for my solar, but we can go in any direction you guys would like to go. Is that a yes?
I can hear Tim, but apparently we can't hear him on the air. So I did hear him ask, what did you find out about your batteries?
Several years ago, I went to the expense of purchasing those gigantic Trojan batteries. These are the ones that they weigh up like 110 pounds a piece. You carry them. They've got a rope on each side, like a big rope loop. These things are gigantic. This is what runs the forklifts and things like that in Home Depot and Lowe's. These are gigantic rechargeable batteries. You'll also find them in things like golf carts and other things. But those are lead acid batteries, and they have a certain life. And mine have expired. That is to say, they're no good to me now. So I started looking around, and I thought, you know, by now there's got to be something better. And it looks like there is. Now, I really haven't completely researched this. I'm not finished with this. But they apparently, and these things are pretty expensive, but I'm thinking it's not going to work out as nearly as poorly as what I did before. But these lithium-ion batteries, which are essentially solid. This isn't the kind of a battery that you fill up. This is more like the rechargeable battery on your cordless tools. These things can be recharged thousands of times, and I really do forget the nuances. It's amazing how well-versed some people are in this, but they've got a kind of a new version out called, I think it's called LiFePO4, and this is the sort of lithium ion that cannot overcharge or catch fire or anything like that. It's a little bit different chemical than the older ones. Some of the older ones were a hazard. They could actually get charged when they took an overcharge. They would actually just catch fire or explode. This isn't that, but. But even though these things are expensive, they will last many times longer than the normal car battery. So I'm gonna kind of look into that. The panels, my panels are still fine, and so is the charge system. But the batteries are shot. So I've got to deal with this at some point in some way. It is my intention to run soft wiring through certain parts of the house that are lit up every single night. I'm using I'm using LED bulbs at this point, which I'm all for, because, you know, now that they have come up with different, what do they call it, the 4100, 3100, they've come up with different spectrums that look more like incandescent light bulbs or sunlight. Before, the LEDs were all that white-blue, and it was just drilled a hole right through your eyeball. You couldn't even use the dang things. They're just too depressing. But now they've got these real natural-looking ones, and you can get a 40-watt bulb that's literally running at under 5 watts. So I'm doing that, but what I'd like to do is run soft wiring to some of these lights and stuff we use every single night, and actually use the LEDs, which will still run at, you know, 4 watts, but it will all be totally 100% free for me. I won't have to pay the electric company. So, plus, of course,
that's a plus.
if the grid's down, you know, it won't affect me at all. You know, I can still do a lot of things. So I'll still be able to cook with my magnetic induction tops and stuff like that. It'll be, you know, that'll be super duper handy. And I will, but I really do, before I really launch a serious discussion on that, I would probably need to listen to the video I already listened to. I listened to a couple of them, but there's one in particular I want to listen to about 3 more times so that I'm positive I understand. Things like amp hours and other things can get really kind of complicated, and so when you purchase your batteries, you've got to kind of understand, you know, what kind of amp hour situation you're setting up, because, you know, things like amp hours, you've got to know your load, you've got to know your output. And so if you want to make it, you know, from sunrise to sunset, let's say in the winter,
sunset to sunrise is where you really need to make it.
Well, right, that's what I meant to say. Sure, you're right. So in the winter, when you've only got, let's say, 8 hours of daylight, and a lot of that is like low just over the horizon. Why is my sister trying to call? She knows I'm all. Oh, she's trying to get through, I'll bet. I don't think I can do this.
No, you can.
Three-way? Some kind of three-way thing?
Well, you might be able to, but it's shaky. We've tried it before, buddy, and it didn't
I'll
work
just wind
well.
Up, no, I'll just wind up hanging up on everybody. well, so anyway, we'll get into that, but I will say this. So to change subjects, a couple of fascinating things that I have seen, and I love these subjects because they're kind of like one-off subjects, but if you've got a mower, and Tim, I think, did you just buy one? Did you just buy a real nice mower?
Yeah, I did. Okay. Husqvarna ZQ54M.
Well, you may not be in the mood to do this. You may not be in the mood to do this, but, and you probably you're not. On your deck, you will have either 2 or 3 spindles that where the shaft got the blades, right? Well, the spindles have bearings. What all these manufacturers have been doing, and the question once again is this an accident? Are they doing this out of convenience, or are they doing this on purpose? There'll be in the shaft tube, there will be a zerk fitting. That's an alumite fitting. That's a grease fitting, right?
Right. There is on all 3 of mine.
They're putting sealed bearings at the top and the bottom, so I don't care what you shoot in there, you're never going to make it. It isn't going to touch
you.
No,
I agree. In fact, I just lost my center shaft. It's supposed to be fixed next week or so. It's not warranty covered, but I'm going to get out of it for $60. But my center shaft went. The shaft itself bent.
How did you do that? What'd you hit?
A stump that went all the way down to the ground.
No, in hand, probably a stump.
Yeah.
What it was a stump that I cut all the way down to the ground, and it cleared the shroud around the motor. I mean, around the motor.
No,
this,
you need some of that.
This is where.
Yeah.
Now, see, Rick, this is where he gets
the shroud. But the center thing hung up on it. And I tried to get it off by then.
Well, I've never done that. I've never, ever done anything like that. If you've got trees and you have a lawnmower, you've done it.
Before he gets into a toy and he says, honey, I'm going to do this, and in a few minutes you can come out and you can get on it and you can try it and see if you like it. He tore it up before I could get on it.
He destroyed it in the first 10 seconds. You better get you some orange marking paint or something, because that's not going to fly. They're not going to do that for you three times.
No.
To cut and high stuff and not paying attention to what he was doing.
I was paying attention.
Well, if you were paying attention, you would hit his stuff.
I didn't know it was there. come on, guy. We're talking about I cut down 4 years ago.
Well, that was the last time you did work. Well, okay. So what you got to do, what you got to do is drop your spindle out, and that's real easy to do. You just take off the nut, and you carefully tap the spindle straight down, and it will fall out with the blade connected. Look at the bearing now, and what you're probably going to find is a sealed Chinese bearing. All you've got to do is tap that bearing out of there with the dowel rod real carefully. Don't mess up your bearing. And take a razor knife or something sharp and pry off that plastic cover that is facing the grease or facing the fitting. Leave the other one on because that will keep out dirt and water. But the side that's facing the grease pocket, get that cover off there so that when you start greasing your spindles, now you're getting the kind of respect out of the grease that will get you now you'll get to keep that spindle for 15 years instead of two.
Right.
So you want to look into that. The other thing is, while I'm on the subject, Valvoline, and I'm huge into grease because it saves me time. Valvoline makes a pure synthetic grease. And I am all
about... Yes, they do.
I am all about... I am all about... if you're going to grease things, the old-fashioned, that's the third one, I'm all about using full synthetic products, period. My oil in all my machines, whether it's my motorcycle or my lawnmower or my utility vehicle, this is all pure synthetic. Yes, I pay more for it, but I also never have an engine problem.
Right.
So you know, but if you're going to buy grease, and you are, go to like AutoZone or something and demand, make sure you get the Valvoline Pure Synthetic Grease. That's going to make a huge difference in your expensive parts. And those parts, the Zerk fittings, are expensive. These are generally shafts that have to be purchased either online or through a dealer. So, you know, my God, grease often and grease well.
Well, what I do, Rick, I buy grease by the case, you know, 24-pack case.
Oh, well, you're going to use it, yeah.
Well, yeah, my God, do I use it. During the summer, spring, summer like this, I'll go through a tube of grease a month at a minimum.
Grease. Well, and if you can get, and I'm assuming you can get a price break, right, for buying by the case?
Well, yeah, it's like $60 a case.
I should really check Amazon or something and see if I can beat AutoZone.
Right, that's where I get it.
Personally, I'm not a giant fan of AutoZone anyway.
Me neither. We got one, but I've been in there once.
Yeah, well, it's all Chinese junk. And they're putting those. Yeah. They may be putting those bearings in there intentionally or by
accident. All right, Lori. Hang on,
Rick.
What do you got?
A caller.
We have a caller, guys.
Okay, let's go to the caller.
West Virginia on line 9. Good morning, Al.
Hey, good morning. Hey, good morning. Guys, you've heard me before, right? You know who I am.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I know who you are, buddy.
All right. Well, I'm going to be critical, and I don't want you to be mad at me because I love you.
We are going to be mad at you.
I love to listen to you, but I just want to say, whenever everybody talks over each other, there's nobody can understand anything on this end.
Well, we got a delay, even between the three of us, buddy. And we don't do it intentionally, believe me.
I know.
I will jump in on top of somebody else if we got a caller or something like that, or if Rick is droning on, or, you know, Lori has, is just going and going. You know, I will jump in, and I apologize for that, but there's really not much we can do about it. And I apologize.
Was that as critical as you were going to get today? Is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
Well,
God. Okay.
I'm a Ford type of guy. I tell it like I see it. Here's the way it is. I don't lie about anything. But
sure.
Maybe a person could say, you know, go ahead or over or something like that or whatever. But I apologize. I don't want to be.
You're
fine.
Yeah, no, that's perfectly all right. I knew that was going to get on somebody's nerves eventually.
Yeah, absolutely. But Al, you're right. Here's the whole thing. You're right, but we don't know what to do about it. You know, that's the thing. You are 1,000% correct, Al.
Well, let me get off here and let you continue your show so I can keep listening and you guys will figure it out. Thank you very much. I love you all.
Well, we should maybe think about how to do that.
Thanks for calling in, Al. You have a great Memorial Day weekend, hon.
You too.
Oh, that's right. We get Monday off. Oh, what a mercy.
Whoopee.
Maybe I'll do what I want to do on Monday.
Well, here's a funny thing. I was going through our main traffic light here in Salem. Forever we had one traffic light, main intersection, Highway 19 and Highway 7232. And we now have five traffic lights, but we used to only have one, and that was it. But I went through there, and there was young ladies out there handing out the paper poppies. And I'm sure most of you folks remember them. Well, I went through it literally four times yesterday. And I've got disabled veteran plates and with the handicap thingy on the license plate. I went through there four times. And I didn't get one of those damn paper poppies to save my life. I was going to explain to my grandson what they were all about. And that's why I wanted one. And, you know, they wouldn't give me one to save my butt.
A paper copy of what, Tim?
No,
a paper copy.
P-O-P-P-Y. Poppy.
Oh, those little poppies. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to explain to my grandson, because he didn't have a clue what was going on. He doesn't know what Memorial Day stands for, and I was going to get one and show him, and, you know, they're made by these facilities for the blind and all that.
Yeah,
and
right.
I was going to explain the whole shooting match to him. They wouldn't give me one for nothing.
Well,
I couldn't get them to come to the car.
It probably wasn't an intentional thing. How old were these people?
Oh, I'd say mid-30s.
So you're dealing with millennials. Okay, welcome to my world. Welcome to my world.
Yeah.
Trust me when I say, there's a reason you need to get from 25 to 50% and get the hell out of here. Because in another 10 or 15 years, when they take over everything, you're not going to be able to get your groceries bagged. Yeah, you're going to send in a payment, and it's going to sit on somebody's desk for a month, and then you're going to get a late bill. Trust me when I say we've got to get out of here with self-defense.
Well, I agree. Oh, boy, do I agree, Rick. I mean, it has gotten ridiculous. But I mean, I literally had driver's door window down, waving at them, trying to get them to come my direction. There was no way. Hey, we got Mike in Kentucky on line 9. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, happy weekend or whatever. I hope everything's going good. I'll hang on.
Hang on. We'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Show here on RBN. Just before we went to break, we have a caller, Mike in Kentucky. Mike, are you still online?
Yeah, hurrah, hurrah, for Southern rights, hurrah, far for the bonnie flag that bears a single star. People don't know that's a piano thing you're playing there. I'm sure there's a lot, especially dang Yankees. Don't know what that song is. Just substitute states' rights and make it more politically correct. Instead of Southern rights, say states' rights, and they'll start to get on board a little more.
Well, I'd like to make it for a specific reason.
Yeah, I got three people talking at once. Hey, listen, you're gonna have to start saying over, you know, at the end of a sentence, maybe like radio. because that's what we're dealing with, software-defined radios. And I think one of you is on a speakerphone. That's not helping.
Well, I'm on Skype. How do you hear me?
Wow. It's a bounce. It's an echo.
It's an echo, okay. And it would be Tim on Skype. Rick and I are on our phone.
It's actually called lag, and that's how they're selling us. Everybody's being sold 5G because it's supposed to kill the lag in the duplex and allow for driverless cars. Over.
Well, Mike, I heard it kills more than lag. I heard it kills more than lag, Mike.
The birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees.
That's what I heard. And I can tell you, as badly as I am doing with any interference, any electrical interference whatsoever, including the damn moon, could they get that stinking thing out of here, please? I can tell you, 5G, I'll just be sitting here trying to talk with foam dripping off my chin.
With what? Dripping off your chin?
Dripping's flying left and right, dripping off my chin. I don't, white foam, yeah. I can't take that kind of interference. I really can't.
Okay.
Over.
Over.
You're over?
Roger.
He
was waiting. He was waiting for that.
I still don't understand what you mean. You can't take what under dripping off your chin. I'm missing a big chunk of what you're saying.
Oh,
that's Rick.
Let me stand up. That would be Rick. Any electronic interference, when I get too close to it, it scrambles my brain pan. I don't care for that. It doesn't necessarily manifest itself as anything physical other than the fact that I can't concentrate. It manifests itself.
Oh, you're talking about being sensitive to electromagnetic fields. I get it now.
Right.
Yeah, I got a smart meter out here. I'm lucky I'm doing a show at all.
I believe they can tune, and, you know, I believe that the machine is on, Moira, if you know your reference there to the Tom Clancy films going back to the early 90s,
yeah.
It was Clear and Present Danger. The machine has been on for a lot longer than people realize, as far as being able to do shadow banning techniques and blocking people from hearing their phone ring or getting fast busy or getting your phones rerouted to another number. I mean, this kind of stuff has been going on probably since the 80s at least. But then, you know, they have the voice print recognition so they can identify you wherever you are, whatever phone you're about to use, you know, things like that. The computers, it's really like something out of the Matrix from the people that I've talked about that were involved in installing a lot of this equipment to bridge the gap between the Plano telephone system and the digital explosion, as William Binney calls it. He started working on it in the 1980s.
Right,
over.
Exactly. Now, Mike, I know for a fact in the 1980s, now we're talking 1986, 87, right in that time frame, I was involved in CNO Special Projects, which I'm sure after all this time is no longer classified. It can't be. I mean, we're talking, 25 plus years ago. You know, we were doing stuff where with voice recognition and taking a machine called the Stute, STU2, you know, Roman numeral 2, and changing that voice into a different voice as far as the way you heard it. It was changing human voice into like a mechanical, robotic voice. And that was way back in time. Anyway, folks, we got a break. Mike, hang on. We'll be back in about 3 minutes. And yes, Sam, I got your message. Thank you, sir. We'll be right back.
are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back to the Bible Study on RBN. We are speaking with Mike in Kentucky. Mike, you want to continue?
Well, I was just going to say this, and by the way, listening on the internet here, you guys just went to the commercial break. That's how much of a delay or lag there is in the internet feed. It's not live anymore. I would encourage everybody to recruit new listeners to Republic Broadcasting and try to get a free-to-air satellite feed. Now, I really lamented when Republic Broadcasting dropped their old analog phone line that went to the satellite uplink, and they did it because of cost. But that also added the delay or lag to the upload feed of something like, I don't know, 14 seconds or more. So there's not a lot of live radio anymore either. And a Texas radio station, I got kicked out of a broadcast forum blog. A bunch of engineers did not want to hear me tell them how vulnerable they were making their installations by posting pictures of all the equipment and giving the call letters for where they're working. But within about 6 months after I got kicked out of that broadcaster's group, there was a Texas radio station that got hacked and was broadcasting political programming, and the people that were running the station were totally oblivious to it because nobody was monitoring the over-the-air signal anymore because there's such a delay. You can't deal with hearing your own voice coming back to you while you're talking about something else. It's very distracting. So hardly any broadcasters are monitoring their own signal as it's going out. And whatever you think.
I've tried to do that, and when you're hearing your own voice a couple of seconds delayed, it is impossible for me mentally to deal with that. I've tried it, and it just doesn't work, Mike.
People don't realize, and I think it's right for this to happen. Alex Jones, whatever you think of him as a megaphony, that was one of the things that he warned about when this emergency activation notification, EAN broadcast system, went digital, and you started hearing the stupid modem sounds, you know, after the old tone. You know, right. First, and the weather radio still has this. If you go listen to a weather radio, every Wednesday, and somebody told me in the middle of the night, Sunday, they test it, and it goes, beep, you know, they all tell it, EBS, kiss your butt goodbye, here comes the nukes, you know, here comes the missiles from Russia, beep. If this had been an actual emergency, you would have been told to duck and cover, and that would help, right? But no, when you started hearing the zip, 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 that modem junk, that was when the EAN receivers started being mandated by the FCC, and those all have a back door in them. Everybody was all upset about Obama was going to be able to take over the radio stations when this happened. Well, Trump did it. Obama never got to test it. Trump sent out that emergency message on everybody's phones. But this year, again, we proved locally the plain old weather radio is up to 5 minutes ahead of the tornado warnings that are going out on the cell phones and the community action notification systems. And I've made it known locally for years that this was happening. And we've had weird incidents with the 911 system going down with weird messages coming across our cable system, just like out of that TV show with Michael Weatherly called Dark Angel, where they dealt with Jessica Alba was a super soldier, genetically engineered woman that came out when the Sci-Fi Channel was very new, and I got to see some of it. And Michael Weatherly was a wheelchair-bound hacker who could get into everything, including the cable systems, and put out his manifesto. This was years before the EAN system, but you know this stuff is all vulnerable.
Sci-Fi Channel was only available with the old big satellite dishes. I remember this. I remember what you
were talking
about.
Have I talked to you about it on the phone before? Have I talked to you about it on the show?
No.
You did this. I did the same thing. I did the same thing. I got a hold of a surplus C-band dish, and I put it up, and I was watching other stuff when the Sci-Fi Channel debuted, and it was like 5 years before it came on the local cable system.
Right. Yeah, I remember that. I actually remember it. We're talking, 1995?
Somewhere in there. I remember when Leonard Nimoy produced a version of Brave New World that aired in 1999 on NBC, and I specifically went and got the Cliff Notes and read Brave New World so I could see how they screwed up the novel, and sure enough, they had the Savage portrayed as accidentally falling instead of killing himself for giving in to the pleasure-seeking society that he hated. And I mean, all the sucks was rolling over in his grave, I'm sure, on that one. But it showed up on the Sci-Fi Channel within about 6 months in the year 2000. I remember that. So we're predating.
Remember when it was, but...
I think Sci-Fi Channel debuted before I even saw it. I just happened to find it in the satellite magazines and hand-cranked my C-band. I didn't even have an actuator jack, but I hand-cranked my C-band dish over to watch it. And there was a couple of other channels on that side. And that is where I found, I think, the old Republic Broadcasting and GCN on satellite, on C-band. Because John Stadmiller, when he first came down...
Well, that's where it was back then.
Yes. And when I was asked to come help out at the local TV station, that's when I started broadcasting whenever we had network problems or whenever I could get away with it on overnights and weekends. I started putting up a slideshow using Windows picture viewer with political cartoons that were appropriate for what was being talked about on these networks, you know. And I got to where I just couldn't stand listening to Alex Jones because he spent 3 hours a day yelling. So all that you've heard on local TV 10 since about 2003, whenever it was he megaphoned the W's Mansion, that's about the time I parted company with Alex Jones because he just got to where he was shouting and yelling all the time. So, but Republic Broadcasting, way back then.
I understand that. I mean,
well, I've been promoting it.
Don't get me wrong. I've met the man. I like him personally. I wouldn't call him a friend. I'd call him an acquaintance.
I think he was manipulated.
But
he was manipulated by Hollywood to amplify that part of his personality. So they hijacked him.
Exactly. That's where I was going. You're correct, Mike. That's exactly
they tried to tell him that's where his success
people,
would be.
Are paid well. I've met them in Springfield, Missouri at one of those conventions that John Moore and I went to. They're good people, but they're there to do a job and to promote a specific agenda.
Well, just like with Julian Assange, you know, just like with Julian Assange and his sex by surprise crap, I think Alex Jones' wife was an operative, some kind of a deep state operative, Jewish organized crime, take your pick. I don't know.
Well, I
that's about the time that this changed when he was doing the Bohemian Grove expose. That's the level of sophistication we have to think is going on here, people. Because if you're dealing with economics of scale of $500 trillion and people that are able to steer hurricanes to change their investments in the agricultural market, then that's, you know, we got a lot going on here to crunch through and realize where we're at, how late in the game we are coming to it. We need to recruit new listeners all the time to Republic Broadcasting the best we can, because the deep state will be done with Republic Broadcasting when they have cataloged everybody's attitudes. You know, that's what I think. They can take Republic Broadcasting down at any time when they realize it's reached a saturation point and they're not getting any more new profiles to sift. That's what they're doing, I think. This is a honey trap to find like-minded individuals that are vulnerable to realize these concepts.
Well, I agree with you. I mean, I'm on somebody's list. Rick and Lori are also on somebody's list. You are. Every caller is on a list. You know, they might not be all the same list, but they're on a list. It appears that I'm terminally ill, so I don't care. But everybody else should care and be aware. But when I say care, be aware that they're on a list. So, anyway, Lori's just sent me a message saying, let's go. So, let's wrap it up, Mike.
This is Spencer. There you are. Hello. Well, I'll be done.
Okay.
Well, you know, that's fascinating. You know, do you think it's possible Mike touched a little nerve right there? Was that a little message from our buddies?
I think so, Rick.
Well, screw them. That's a little message from
Uncle
Rick.
It's okay. Mike's still our friend.
Yeah. Well, regardless.
Okay, guys, we do have another caller.
Go ahead.
Let's
go to him.
Yeah. We have Jerry in Texas on line 3.
Oh, there he is.
Jerry.
Hello, folks.
Hello.
Good Saturday morning to you.
Good morning
to you too, sir.
I'm glad to hear y'all on the waves this morning. Mark brought up
last week.
I beg your pardon?
I said sorry about last week. We all had things going on.
Well, missed you, but glad you're here this week. Mark brought up a subject I've been kind of curious about. And that is shortwave radio, broadcasting shortwave. I need somebody that's a lot more intelligent than me as to know what is, how that's possible, what how to do that.
Are we talking antennas or what?
Well, no, I'm talking about shortwave broadcasting, antennas or whatever. Professor McKinney has his program on a shortwave frequency, and there's different...
I think he's going down 2 meters, if I remember correctly. What do you want to know specifically, Jerry?
Well, what's the possibilities of being able to broadcast these radio programs, RBN or Survival Show or the Liberty Man on shortwave?
They're already on shortwave, I believe. Give me just a second, and while we're talking, I'm going to look it up. But let me see what they're on. It won't take me but a minute. Let me go to rbn.org.
Tim, while you're doing that, I've been interested. I'm thinking, I forget the name, but I think it's like Ion or something. But they make these world radios that pick up shortwave broadcasts, and they are not a thing to talk on. But you can listen to Pravda. You can listen to stuff all over the entire world. And I want to say they're about $250 for a good one. If that's the case, I'm thinking that you could pick up James McCanney's broadcast.
Oh, I can get
James.
I can get James McCanney. Or Canny, however you want to say. I can get him. Want to know what the possibilities of some of the other, even Alex Jones. I think maybe he was on shortwave at one time. What is the cost the difficulty of being able to do it?
No, it's not difficult at all. All you need is broadband shortwave. It's not at all difficult. You just got to, if I was going to buy one on Amazon, my first search would be probably ham radio or shortwave radio receiver.
Is not an issue. It's the broadcasting. Being able, you're going to have some kind of FCC license.
You only need 5 to 10 watts broadcast power to do shortwave. You know that, right, buddy?
Well, of course, depending on the frequency, bandwidth.
It depends on time of year, the climate, and all that, of course.
Depends on what now?
If it's summer, you want to go in one frequency. If it's winter, you want to go on another. And I'm not sure about all that. I'll tell you who to talk to is Tom Berryhill.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's the guy. That would be the guy that would know the answer to these questions.
See, what sticks in my craw is how we have allowed our powers that shouldn't be to hijack stuff that's free in the air that we ought to be able to do without having permission and pay to use.
All right, here's the law, okay? Hear me out for just a second. Here's the law. You can receive any sent signal without permission. All right, any sent signal. However, to transmit, you need permission, a permit.
Well, you need a license. You need your number. You need your
you need your whiskey foxtrot, whatever. But.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I've got my hamlock. I mean, you know.
Yeah, to receive, you need no
permission. It don't cost you anything.
No permission.
Exactly. So what my question is, if John Stottmiller wanted to take RBN on shortwave, how difficult, how expensive would it be?
I don't know that it would be expensive at all.
I don't think it'd be expensive at all.
But you know,
I think he is, but I'm trying to figure out on the website here. Now, don't get me wrong, folks. I am messed up on pain medication. You can probably hear it in my voice. I took a bad fall 3 weeks ago. I'm in incredible pain, even with pain medication.
There's the violin of sympathy. There we go.
Come on. Ladies and gentlemen, please hold on. We'll be back in a few minutes after the break.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
And welcome back to the last few minutes of the Rural Survival Show here on RBN. Jerry, are you still on the line?
I'm still hanging around.
Okay. Is there anything else you needed to know today?
I'm sorry.
Wanted to know today? I said, was there anything else we could possibly help you with, or you wanted to know?
I was just curious to see if anybody knew what the difficulties was for somebody like John Statmiller or whoever goes shortwave. And like I say, anybody get a shortwave radio receiver, it looked to me like that would be a better major communication. So I know it is. Ham radio operators.
Tom Berryhill lives up this way. Let me see if I can ask him how that works.
Yeah, I don't know what the equipment is. I know that, what is it, like, it's 100,000 watt, shortwave, radio, operator out there in, was it Nashville or Memphis that, McCain is on? And, that thing is pretty awesome. But, I'm listening to McCain on shortwave.
Yeah, he does send out of there, yeah. In fact, I think he's got two frequencies, a winter and summer frequency, I think.
Right. I know he does, but seeing me like that would be a solution to a lot of the problems like what Mark was addressing.
I think Mike's on the right track. I think, but you know, the thing I would say is, you know, you're asking the audience to get a radio. It's called a world radio or a shortwave radio, the receiver. And, you know, while you can probably get them fairly inexpensively, you know, they can go up to $200-$250. But if you ask me on a practical note, you really should have one of these things anyway, because I mean, it does open up brand new doors for people who are into preparedness or in an emergency situation. It gives you the ability to listen to things no one else is going to get to hear.
Exactly, and the communication and network is pretty awesome. I've got my ham license, general. I'm working on my tech, and there's one radio out there that is kind of top of the list, even with Tom Berryhill, made by Yaesu, that has the capabilities. This is an 857. It's a ham shack in a box. It's everything from 70 centimeter all the way to 160 meter. And with shortwave capabilities, ready, which is teletype. There's just avenues of communications out there that people need to be aware of that ham operators are privileged to. But anyway, I guess this is the end of the show time. Good to hear y'all on the air live.
Same here, Jerry.
Y'all have a good weekend.
You too,
Jerry.
Bye-bye.
God bless. Everybody enjoy your Memorial Day weekend. Keep it safe and remember those who gave everything so that you can enjoy it. God bless.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendover.